But before then, plans, as Paul and I were talking about in the sport, have been put together to turn Darlington into a community-owned football club. But actually, how do you go about it? One club which has managed to do so is Stirling Albion in Scotland. David Brown is the office manager and joins me on breakfast right now. David, good morning to you.
Good to speak to you. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. So, what learning points have you got from Stirling Albion and your community football club that might be helpful for Darlington, who are hoping to turn into a community football club?
Yes, well, thankfully, our situation never got as dire as things are down at Darlington at the moment. It's no secret that we were in quite a bad financial way. The chairman, who had owned the club for a number of years, had been wanting to sell the club for a number of years after investing a lot of his own money which he'd never see again. So the Supporters Trust dreamed up an idea where they would give people the opportunity to buy Stirling Albion, which was the campaign which was launched, whereby people could buy a £40 trust membership, which would eventually buy them a stake in the club. And it was an idea which kind of grabbed the imagination of people all around the world and raised a phenomenal amount of money. And following that, there was some private investment from some other long-term supporters of the club, and a combination of those £40 stakes, which were bought from all over the world, and some private investment, which was interest-free loans from long-term supporters of the club, allowed supporters to buy the club and turn it into the first 100% trust-owned club in Britain.
Actually, here, you know, who takes the big decisions? You know, who hires and fires? Who signs the contracts? Who deals with the manager? Who's in charge?
Yeah. Well, people often ask this question, and they sort of see it as whether it's turned into one massive game of sort of kind of computer game for the supporters, and it hasn't. Things work the same as any other football club that we've came across so far, in that there's a board of directors. And within that, people have their individual roles, and things run just the same as anywhere else. There's no carelessness going on. There's no decisions being made by the heart. We need to take decisions on a daily basis for the long-term benefit of the club, to ensure that there's still going to be a club. So things are decisions are taken in the same as anyway, but with the added pressure that we no longer are able to have an overdraft. We're no able to spend money which we can't generate from somewhere else. So things are tight, but things are run just the same as anywhere else.
Just a final question. A member of your trust's a bit busy at the moment. He's busy playing tennis in Australia, isn't he?
Yes, yeah. Well, I heard that from your news report as I was waiting to speak to you, that he's done well again. I think that's something like... It's five semi-finals in a row and the Grand Slams or something like that. He's doing well. Local lad. He's doing well.
Oh, congratulations to Andy Murray. And well done to Stirling Albion. Thank you very much indeed for telling us about the Wimmich. That's run as a community club. That's David Brown, the office manager, with some words there for Darlington supporters. Hopeful the Quakers may go the same way.